The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
Arriving in your physical experience. And just checking in, how are you in this moment? How we are in this moment is conditioned based on what's happened to us in the day, how we're relating to it. And so we could also say that in mindfulness practice and coming into this present moment experience, we're getting to see conditioning playing out. And that's okay. Actually, that's a very powerful function of mindfulness to begin to understand the conditioned nature of our experience. And so how you are right now, it's not a mistake and it's not an accident. It is conditions unfolding. And can your mind be receptive, at ease with these conditions unfolding? And as we explore being receptive and at ease with the conditions unfolding, we also can acknowledge that there is this capacity we have to influence the conditions. Being aware of the conditions is one way that that influence unfolds. And as we become aware of our experience, there can be a kind of a movement towards relaxation, if there's any tension in the body. And that relaxation can in turn support this capacity to be aware. If there are places of tension, of holding in your body, if it's accessible to relax or release that tension, it's fine to do that. And noticing what effect that has on your experience. And as there is some relaxation of body, maybe some release of, perhaps there can even be some relaxation of holding in the mind of worries, concerns. Memories of the past or future, thoughts. As the body and mind relax, perhaps there can be another checking in with how is the experience in the present moment? What is the experience in the body? Can you connect with this physical present moment experience now? Perhaps a little more fully. Maybe connecting to this breath in the body. Aware of the breath in the body, one of the simplest instructions the Buddha offered for meditation. Breathing in, know that you're breathing in. Breathing out, know that you're breathing out. In that instruction, that simple instruction, the emphasis is on the knowing, not on the details of what the breath feels like, but just aware. There's an in-breath. There's an out-breath. Simple. Whatever's obvious in that in-breath and out-breath. You can receive the in-breath and out-breath rather than having the mind dive into or look at or try to search out the in-breath and the out-breath. Just know this is an in-breath. And this is an out-breath. And while connecting with that experience, it's probably going to happen that the attention gets pulled to something else at times. Something else becomes obvious, and that's okay. You don't have to try to hold on to the breath. What we're exploring is staying connected with awareness. And so if while you're noticing the in-breath and out-breath, there's a recognition that the attention shifts to hearing or another body sensation or an emotion or a mood, just stay connected with the awareness. We can be aware of breathing in and breathing out and aware of hearing and aware of feeling. Just moment after moment. Aware of experience. And the habit of the mind to get lost in thought will happen. It is a habit. Very natural for this to happen. And equally natural, at some point, the mindfulness will return. Awareness will return. There's not much we can do while the mind is not mindful. At that moment when mindfulness returns, our relationship to that moment, that's a really helpful moment to be appreciative of. Mindfulness came back of its own accord, effortlessly. Can you attune to that? Awareness is back. And what is awareness knowing in that moment? What is it already receiving? Can there be some curiosity about that? Allow yourself to connect to that moment of mindfulness, of awareness as it returns. Acknowledging whatever is there. And then if it's supportive, if it feels helpful for your staying connected and staying aware, it's fine to allow the breath to come back in. But remembering we don't have to hold on to the breath either. We're cultivating this capacity to be aware. Aware of breathing, sensing, hearing, feeling. And if it's supportive for you, you're welcome to use the breath as a kind of a grounding or landing place to help you remember. What is it like to know experience? Breathing in, knowing that you're breathing in. Breathing out, knowing that you're breathing out.